Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. On our journey through oral hygiene, the first step will be talking about dentifrice. In this lesson, we'll start with toothbrushes and toothpaste. So, let's start! One of the most important parts of mouth care is toothbrushing. Although patients know how important it is, they may not have all the information on what needs to be considered with toothbrushes and toothpastes. Einer der wichtigsten Schritte der Mundhygiene ist das Zähneputzen. Obwohl die Patienten wissen, wie wichtig es ist, haben sie vielleicht nicht alle Informationen darüber, was bei Zahnbürsten und Zahnpasta zu beachten ist. Does your patient know what oral hygiene products there are to keep teeth clean and fresh? Advancing good oral hygiene habits starts by making sure your patient understands what is helpful and how to use it. Following are some important dentifrice patients should know about. Number 1. Toothbrushes. The right choice of toothbrush is crucial for getting teeth and gums clean. Toothbrushes come in many different shapes, sizes, and styles. The bristles on the toothbrush come in 3 varieties: soft, medium, and hard. Hard bristled toothbrushes may be harsh on the gums and tooth enamel. A medium bristled brush is good for removing debris and plaque from the teeth. If your teeth are sensitive, choose a soft bristled brush. Size and shape of the toothbrush should fit your mouth well to make brushing easy and comfortable. Brushes with small heads are preferable, as they allow you to reach your teeth better. Concerning the shape of the head, type of handle, and the style of toothbrush, pick what is the most comfortable for you. Most important is the fit of the toothbrush in your mouth. An electric toothbrush is a good option for many reasons. Electric toothbrushes can make brushing more convenient, as they adjust pressure and provide the brushing action for you. An electric toothbrush works effectively to remove plaque. They have been proven to decrease plaque and gingivitis symptoms more effectively than a manual brush. The combination of oscillating, rotating, and pulsing technology breaks up plaque, sweeps it away, and helps you to reach into the space between the teeth for a better clean. Built-in timers help you keep track of how long you are brushing your teeth.
Werbung. Aktuelle News für den Praxisalltag. Fachbeiträge, Fortbildungen, Abrechnungstipps und Ernährungswissen. All das gibt's ab sofort 2-mal im Monat als Newsletter direkt in euer Mailpostfach. Kostenlos. Für Team und Praxis. Von Quintessenz. Jetzt abonnieren. Den Link dazu findet ihr in den Shownotes.
The pressure sensors will signal you if you are brushing too hard. They make brushing easier when you have braces. You should replace your toothbrush as soon as the bristles start to show wear, or every 3 months, whichever comes first. Brush your teeth at least twice a day. Number 2. Toothpaste. Your toothpaste should contain fluoride to keep teeth strong and healthy. Toothpastes vary on ingredients and can be used for different issues. For example, tooth sensitivity, tartar buildup, bad breath, and gum disease. Toothpaste with calcium carbonate or hydrogen peroxide provides a whitening treatment. These are surface whiteners, and their effects can be reversed easily. If your teeth are sensitive, I recommend you use a toothpaste that contains potassium nitrate or stannous fluoride. Drinking your morning coffee or enjoying an ice cream cone with your children won't be as painful anymore. It can take a few weeks to notice any results from toothpaste for sensitive teeth. Depending on the age and the health of your child, one of your first choices is whether to get fluoridated or fluoride-free toothpaste. Use a pea-sized drop of toothpaste. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To reverse, umkehren. To sweep, fegen, ausfegen. To break up, aufbrechen, auflösen. To signal, melden, anzeigen. To keep track, den Überblick über etwas behalten. Pea-sized, erbsengroß. Depending on, abhängig von. Bristles, Borsten. Ingredients, Inhaltsstoffe. Ice cream cone, Eistüte, Eiswaffel. Pressure, Druck. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. Nächste Woche beschäftigen wir uns weiter mit Mundhygieneartikeln. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to Go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.